This is Dakota Datebook for August 6th. On this date in 1945, the United States detonated a nuclear bomb above the Japanese town of Hiroshima. This, along with one dropped on Nagasaki 3 days later, resulted in the unconditional surrender of the Japanese on August 15th. These weapons would not have been able to be delivered were it not for the Boeing B-29 Superfortress, a large long-range bomber used exclusively in the Pacific Theater to attack the Japanese mainland. The B-29s operated with the 20th Air Force that was first based in India, flying to airfields in China and then going on to strike Japan. All the fuel and supplies for these missions had to be flown to China over the hump, as it was called, a dangerous route over the Tibetan Mountains. Two friends from North Dakota flew the B-29 on those missions. Carl Skedsvold from Alexander was a B-29 pilot, and Helmer Hansen from Wild Rose was a B-29 navigator. Both men flew out of bases near Calcutta in India and participated in supply missions over the hump into China and bombing missions from China into Japan. On May 24, 1944, Hansen had to bail out of his B-29 over India when they ran out of fuel after not finding their base due to bad weather. Took him many days to get back to his airfield. On August 20, 1944, Skedsvold was flying a mission from China to bomb Yawata, Japan. On their return flight, Japanese fighter planes attacked in large numbers. Skedsvold's bomber was hit, caught fire, and the order to bail out was given. Skedsvold parachuted from the stricken bomber, but was machine-gunned and killed by a passing Japanese fighter. Eventually, the Pacific Island Hopping Campaign took over airfields in the Marianas in the Central Pacific, allowing the 20th Air Force to move to bases on Saipan, Guam, and Tinian, where they could be supplied by sea. This allowed attacks on the Japanese home islands to increase, striking military targets and large urban areas. Tokyo was firebombed many times, devastating the city. Helmer Hansen was based on Tinian the day Hiroshima was bombed, and he knew the war would soon be over. He only wished that his friend Carl Skedsvold could have lived to see that day. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Scott Nelson. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.